From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump did pay $130,000 to his personal attorney, Michael Cohen, reimbursement after Cohen gave the same amount to an adult actress who says she had a one-night affair with Trump before he became president. This has been part of a probe into whether Mr. Trump's presidential campaign funds were involved. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The president tweets the money he repaid Michael Cohen had nothing to do with the campaign. He says Cohen received a monthly retainer from which he entered into a private contract between two parties, known as a non-disclosure agreement. The president says that agreement was used to stop what he calls Daniels' false and extortionist accusations that she'd had an affair with Trump. The president said last month he knew nothing about $130,000 being paid to Daniels days before the election. But his new lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, told Fox News last night Trump had reimbursed Cohen for the payment. Sagar Magani at the White House.
A source tells Reuters news agency that the U.S. government is looking into reports that three Americans detained in North Korea have been relocated from a labor camp to a hotel near Pyongyang ahead of a planned summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Reuters' Ed Giles has more.
Kim Hak-song and Tony Kim were detained about a year ago as tensions over North Korean missile and nuclear tests were reaching their peak. They were both working at the Pyongyang University of Science and Technology, opened in 2010 and founded by evangelical Christians. North Korea accused them of committing, quote, hostile acts against the country. And a third, Kim Dong-chul, was sentenced to 10 years hard labor for subversion.
That's Reuters' Ed Giles reporting. This is VOA News.